Hey friends, it's the 3rd of November, and welcome to Pray Today. We are talking this whole month about things we should be thankful for. And one of those things, as we look at the priorities of our life, our first priority is to be God. Our second priority is to be our family, and then everything else. So if our priority is to be in family right after God, do we treat our family as if they are that priority? Do we give thanks? Are we thankful for our family? Now, I don't know that there's a family out there that doesn't have some issues. I don't know if there's a family out there that doesn't have some things that are not healthy in it. Not extended families. I think all of us have people in our family who have struggles. But I want to challenge you to do something today. I want to challenge you to thank God for even those family members who are difficult. And we know that we don't get to pick, as the old adage says, we don't get to pick our family. We can pick our nose, but we can't pick our family, right? So we don't get to pick them, and God has placed them in our lives, and there is no better season of the year than the holiday season to really stop and pause and thank God for our family. Think about the family members that you are closest to, that you cherish, and who you feel connected with. And then think about those family members that you want to be more connected with. And then think about those family members that maybe you have had to set some boundaries with and you're not connected to them. But think about the things that God can grow in you even though they are difficult. So that's really where I want to go today with our prayer together as a church, is lifting up all of those groups of family members. So let's just go to prayer right away today and pray for our family members. Lord, thank you so much for family. You have created the family unit and you hold the family unit very precious. Father, I recognize that there are people hearing this pray today who may have no close family members, people whose families may be full of issues and full of things that have made it unhealthy, full of hurt and full of abuse for some of us, Lord. And Lord, I want to lift up those people who have a family they're not close to, and those ties have been broken. Some of them maybe are irreparable. And for those people, Lord, I want to thank you for the people who have stepped in their lives, and maybe people at church who have become as family to them. Lord, thank you for those people who are not blood relatives, who we look at and we look at our relationship with them, and it's healthier maybe even than our relationship with family that are blood relatives. But Lord, for those of us who have blood relatives that we're close with, family that we're close with, or adoptive families that we're close with, those relationships that are healthy and that we cherish, Lord, we just want to thank you for those. As you place on our minds those family members with which we're the closest, thank you, Lord, for that person or those people. Thank you, Lord. Would you bless them today? Would you remind me to thank them for my relationship with them? Lord, for those family members that either time or distance or past hurts have separated us, Lord, I ask for reconciliation. I ask, Lord, for those family members that we desire to be closer with, that we would take this opportunity to make an effort to draw closer to those family members. And Lord, those family members inevitably that we all have that we struggle with personality-wise, we struggle with our life choices being different than theirs, with their rejection of God maybe that makes it really hard to love them. God, would you teach me something through this? Your word says that as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. And I know that includes family as well, Lord. I know that we have to set boundaries, and there are certain relatives that some of us can't be around. But Lord, would you soften our heart towards them? And Lord, would you teach us something through dealing with them? God, thank you for family. Thank you for family, whether they are blood or adopted or people who are as close as families are to be. And we just want to give you thanks for what you've given us for family. Thank you for that today, and remind us today of the blessing that you give us through people that we call family. In Jesus' name.